Christmas, happy birthday as well. You might be able to hear it later. Hey, also, if y'all don't mind today, keep Carol and Sherry in your prayers, as today is also their mom's birthday. And she is celebrating where?
In
heaven. She's having the best celebration that any of us could ever think of. Amen. So y'all keep them in your prayers. Hey, your title today, y'all might like this one. Y'all might have felt like this before. Y'all might feel like this now. I know I feel like this sometimes now too. A lot sometimes. Depending on what's going on in the world. The title today is this: when God feels far away. When God feels far away. Have you felt a time like that? Have you felt one like that recently, that you've been felt like you were far away from God? Felt like He wasn't anywhere where you could get a hold of Him. He wasn't in your area code, sort of say. He wasn't on your friends list. He wasn't on your Instagram. Oh, wait. What's the newest one? He wasn't on your Snapchat. Yes. Yes. Even I have Snapchat, or whatever you want to call it. And no, I have not figured out how to use it that well. So, if anybody at home or anybody here has any chats, I said, Snapchat, chills. Please put them in the comments or let me know after work, after the message. First, help in that might be to get me to get the correct title for it pronounced. Amen. Hey, your main scripture today is going to come from the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms, chapter 16, verses 8 and 9 and 11. Psalm 16, verses 8, 9, and 11. I'll give y'all a second to get there. Oh, I'm typing that in wrong. Sorry. I might get that one later too. But Book of Psalms, chapter 16, verses 8, 9, and 11. But how many of y'all have felt like God was so far away? How many of y'all, even after you became a Christian and had that relationship with Him, have felt that He's far away from you? That Satan has worked in your mind that God, He's not close to you like He used to be. He's not around you like He used to be. Even though all we have to do is just look around outside in the air to watch the wind blow, to watch birds run around, to watch kitties play, to watch dogs play, to know that God is all around us. But sometimes we let Satan fool us, don't we? Sometimes we let that lie that he tries to sneak in our heart get to us. And we got to get to that point that we think, man, I'm so far away, I can't even really feel God today. I can't do anything for God today. I can't open my Bible because I don't feel like I'm close enough to God. I know I felt like that in the past. How about y'all? Give me an amen in the comments if you have, if you're watching online. You go, you feel the presence of God. Next day you get up, you don't feel it so much. When you feel it though, what's it feel like? What's the presence of God feel like? When you feel the presence of God, don't you get all tingly? Don't you get all goosebumpy, as they used to say? Hairs stand up on your arms when you feel that true presence of God in your life and in your heart. You might even want to cry when you feel it. You get peace in your heart, don't you? When you got that presence of God. You have a lot of joy in your heart, don't you? God's presence can give us that tingling feeling. Kind of like a dream girl for a guy. When he sees that girl across, oh man, she's cute. And then she comes back and says, snack. Oh, I said that right. She snacked you back. And be like, give you the big old thumb up. Whatever the critic emoji thing is. You get all tingly, don't you? Or in the old day, you go up to her while you're out of the house somewhere, at work or something, and you'd be like, "Hey, how you doing? What's up?" Sometimes she'd be like, "Get away from me." Most of the time she'd be like, "I don't even want to be here." But every once in a while, she'd be like, "Hey, I noticed you over there in the corner." Or in Carol's case, she said to me,
"Didn't I see you playing softball in Kenosha City the other day?"
Tingly feeling.
Because the guy's going, "Wait a minute." I thought she was cute, and she actually noticed me.
She knew who I was. Hey, God's presence can give us that same tingly feeling as our loved one does. God's presence can make us cry. Amen. We can be so overwhelmed with God's presence that we can cry. They'll make us cry. Some of us cry when we get pinched. I cry when I see a spider.
Yep.
Hey, we can tell the truth here, right? But God's presence can make us cry. God's presence can also be peaceful. Think of something peaceful in your lives. That's what God's presence can feel about. For some of you ladies, it could be a bubble bath.
For some of us guys, if we take a bubble bath, we need to talk after service.
It's like, for us guys, it could be something peaceful. Our music makes us find peace. Amen. But sometimes we lose that, don't we? Sometimes we let it go. We didn't feel God today. Guess what? It's not God's fault that we don't feel Him. Amen. It's our fault. It's not God's fault. It's our fault. It's your fault. It's because we weren't worshiping or praising Him. We're staying close enough to Him, wasn't it? If we don't feel God, it's our fault when we feel He's far away. Sometimes you might have issues that come up. You might have had a parent or a family member that might have died from a brain tumor. And you haven't felt God in that situation very much, have you? It's been tough on you. But He's still there. Still there. Satan will try to lie to you and use that pain in your life to fool you to thinking that you're not around God's presence, to thinking that He is far away. Amen. But some people let Satan blind them, discourage them, distress them, and get them out of church and truly get them out of God's presence. So they truly do feel far away, don't they? Some people, when they get in those situations, will read their Bible, but they won't understand what it says when they've lost some of the presence of God. Some of them will sing, but they won't feel the presence. They won't understand what's going on. Amen. Some of them will try to pray. And for out of the presence of God, they don't feel God at all. They don't feel Him in their prayers. Amen? They want to believe, but they don't feel anything. Can you relate to that? They want to believe, but they don't feel anything. If you don't feel God's presence, guess what? You ain't alone. Amen? If you don't feel God's presence, you're not alone. There's a lot of people that are not, that are struggling and not feeling God's presence. Psalm 88, 13 and 14 says this, "But I cry to you for help." Let me restart that. "But I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me?" Woo, think about that. Even David, as mighty God, a man as what he was, felt apart from the presence of God. Amen. David ran from his life
from his enemies and felt like God had forgotten him. He had gotten sidetracked. Amen. Paul even had problems. He wandered around for 3 years. He suffered obscurity. I get that word out too. 14 different tents. But Jesus walked with God, didn't he? He died on the cross. He became my God. Amen. He became my God in the presence of God Himself. So why don't we always feel close to God? I got three reasons for you. The first one is this. Maybe we are over sensationalizing God's presence. Jesus said, some people always do what? Some people always look for a sign. Jesus says, some people always look for a sign. John 6:30 it says, so they asked Jesus, what sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Not how can I get any closer to you. Not how can I bask in Jesus and God's presence with Jesus in the flesh. Amen. But give me a sign. How many of y'all know people that need to be hit upside the head with a sign to get them to snap back into reality right now? Sometimes God might have to hit them with a breakup sign. They might get that breakup song to get them back into reality in God's presence. Amen. Somebody might have to change jobs. I'm going to have to get the change job sign. Somebody might have to get a feel something sign. Smack you upside the head with the word. Hey, they used to say it, you know, they used to actually do that, I think. Then they used to actually really get in the word, smack you upside the head when you needed it. I could want to hit a couple people upside with the Bible every once in a while to get a little bit more presence of God in them. But maybe we're over centralization. Maybe we're trying to get a sign when we don't need one. God already gave us one when we accepted Him as our Savior. Amen. If we don't feel anything now with the presence of God, it's because we're blocking it off. We're not allowing Him to work through us. Amen. We haven't felt something. Hey, guess what? It's not the Holy Spirit that's the problem. If we haven't felt the Holy Spirit, He's not the problem. We are. You are. Amen. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Feelings aren't the only evidence of God's presence. Our feelings aren't the only evidence of God's presence. If you always felt God, we wouldn't need faith. Would we? If we always felt God's presence, we wouldn't need faith. The second thing is this. Maybe your heart has hardened. I know some Christians nowadays that their heart has unfortunately hardened. In a worldly way, that Satan again has stonewalled into where they were walking, what they were believing, how they were living. Amen. Book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 14-15 says this. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people, heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. How many of y'all know Christians that have done that? Amen. Jesus quoted Isaiah's prophecy in that scripture. And again, that scripture says this. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. you will be ever seeing but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. I pray that Satan hasn't got you to where you've closed your eyes or closed your ears. Amen. Maybe you're a Christian here today or watching at home, but you've let your heart harden. You let Satan work back into your lives. Amen. God didn't do something to you for that to happen, did he? Somebody hurt you. Somebody hurt you and you closed your heart. But the number one cause of a hard heart is the ongoing sin that you're living through, that we're living through, that makes us feel like God isn't around. Amen. If you feel like you're freezing outside, bundle up. We bundle up, don't we? You put on coats, you put on gloves, you put on hats, you put on scarves, you put on boots. If we get covered in clothes, guess what? We can't feel the cold, can we? Can't feel the cold when we go outside. Amen? Well, guess what? If we get covered in sin, like those clothes, guess what we can't feel? We can't feel God, can we? If we have covered ourselves in sin, we cannot feel God. Amen. So it's not it's not Him. It's not Jesus. It's not God. It's that we've hardened our heart. See, we've gotten comfortable with sin, haven't we? We've got comfortable with when Satan says, "Oh, that's just a little. Don't worry about that. Ain't nothing gonna happen with that." And we're like, "Oh, okay." We let it in. And that's the start of the hard heart. Amen. Then what? The little ones. We get jealous that somebody's got perfect hair. They're perfect kids. More shoes than Oprah might have. We get upset that somebody's hurt us. We haven't forgiven them. Amen. We haven't forgiven. We entertain sin and let it roll through our lives. That's why our heart hardens. Amen. First, a Christian stops drinking. That's what they should be doing. Amen. Stops cussing. Stops having sex out of marriage. Has Bible study. Church. Praying. Fasting. Listen to Christian radio and t-shirts. And then what happens? Satan comes into them through a radio station. And they start listening to it. And they go back on everything that they just give up of the world and Satan when they found Jesus. They harden their heart back to him. And again, sit around and go, "I don't feel the presence of God. Where'd he go?" Hey, guess what? He ain't going nowhere. He right there still with you. You're the nut job that turned you back on him. You went back to where you were before you met that presence. We live more today about our performances than we do the presence of God. We have religious duties rather than genuine devotions. We just set aside a time just to cover it so we can check it off of our list for the day. Oh, look, read the Bible for 5 minutes. Oh, pray for 5 minutes. When we don't really put our full heart into it, that starts hardening our heart. Amen. And the third thing is this. Maybe God just wants to draw you closer. Maybe God just wants to draw you closer. Paul was preaching in Athens. And in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 26 and 27, it says this. "From one man God made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. He marked out And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him to find him. Though he is not far away from any, who? Any one of us. God is always right there, within our reach, within our grasp, within our mind, within our world, as long as we let him be. Amen. Think about how challenges that we have in our lives, and hard times and sufferings that we have in our lives, produce the best outcome for us. And also notice how the ones that are comfortable, that are easy, they're more prosperity, they produce the worst results. Amen. Deprivation draws out desire. If we don't eat, what happens? I don't know about you, but I get hungry, as they say. If you don't eat, you get hangry, don't you? If you don't drink, what happens? Get thirsty. You need water. You need something to drink. Amen. Well, guess what? This should be the same way with God. If we don't feel him, we should want more of him. Rather than letting Satan challenge us to harden our hearts. If you don't feel him, ask for more of him right now. Amen. Because God wants to be pursued. God wants to be loved. He's jealous for us. He is jealous for each one of us. And especially when we harden our heart to him. Amen. He wants to draw us closer. As soon as he sees us making those little mistakes that are putting the presence of him further away from us, he wants to be pursued. He wants to be loved. He's jealous that we're giving our time to the world or to Satan or to sin instead of seeking out more of him. Amen. And Jeremiah 29:13-14 says this: "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord." Y'all hear that? He wants to be sought. He wants to be desired. He wants to be run down. Amen. Not only does he run us down when we run away from him, but he wants us to run him down as well. That again says this: "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord." Just because God doesn't feel, or God feels distant, doesn't mean God is absent in our lives. Again, just because God feels distant doesn't mean he's absent in our lives. Just because we don't feel him, just because I don't feel him, just because you don't feel him, doesn't mean he's not there. Amen. Just like we talked about the heirs, just because he's not outside physically, don't mean he's not there. You see the wind moving. You see everything, the sounds out there, the smell. Just because we don't feel him don't mean he's not here. Don't believe everything you feel, because feeling isn't fact. Amen. Sometimes Satan fools us into feeling certain things that are contrary to God, contrary to our Christ-like walk. Amen. Sometimes we got to get out of our own feelings to activate our faith. If we want to feel God, if we want to feel those goosebumps, those tingles, the tears, the ordinary, everyday, simple moments, we got to reach out to him. We got to search for him. Amen. We got to get back to where we were. We got to reach out for him. We have to let him know that we're after his heart again, to be back in ours where it was at one point, where we've hardened it away. We will find him if we seek him. Amen. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 and 33 says this: "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him, Joseph, in a dream, and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.'" Guess what? We're that people. Amen. "Because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: 'The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel,'" which means God with us. Amen. Even if we can't see him, even if we don't feel him as close, the presence as close as we did, he is with us. He is a man. He is still Emmanuel. Amen. The Bible was true again back then. It's true today. He is still Emmanuel. When you don't know what to do, just call up on him. Amen. When we're hurting, when we're life's falling apart, call for the comforter. When we're all alone, call for the friend that's going to be closer than any friend that we could ever have. When we can't sleep, when we have anxiety, depression popping through our lives, call upon the peace that only God can give us. When we're dealing with sin, call upon our Savior. Call upon Emmanuel. Find God with us again. Amen. Again, when we don't feel God, maybe we're over-sensationalized. Maybe we're hard-hearted. Or maybe God just wants to draw us closer to him. Before you do anything, ask him for help. When you feel anxious, call out to him. When you don't know what to do, ask him to guide your steps. And when you're worried about someone you love, cast our cares upon Jesus. Amen. When we wake up overwhelmed, just holler, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." That's how we're going to get out of it. That's how we break our hard-heartedness and find back the presence of God, truly fulfilled to the utmost in our lives. Amen. When you seek him, you will find him. Psalm 16:8. "I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me." For he is right beside me. David again, going through all the troubles that he went through, through all the pains, all the crying out to God, knew that he's right there with him. He won't leave him. He's never going to forsake him. He's always going to be right there beside him. Guess what? We've got that same promise today. When we call out to God today, when we yell out for him, he's always right there beside me, right there beside you. As we come to the final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way, Lord. Lord, I thank you for speaking through me, Lord. Your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the blessing in your message today, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity, any time that we know, that we feel that we are not as close to you as we need to be, Lord. Lord, may you impress upon each one of our hearts that it's not your fault that we're feeling that way, Lord. Lord, that it's our fault for turning some way against you, Lord, either harden our heart, Lord, or just stepping back from you in some way or form, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to impress upon each one of us, Lord, when we start feeling that way, Lord, that we would call back upon your promises, Lord. Lord, in the book of Psalms, Lord, that all the promises that David had in you, Lord. Lord, we claim those today, Lord, for each one of us, Lord. Lord, at any time we would need to have issues, Lord, that we would have David's heart to come and look at you, Lord, rather than searching the world, Lord, or Lord, rather than searching Satan, Lord, that we would come and search you and Jesus, because that's where the true answers are going to come from, Lord. Lord, that's where the true happiness is going to come from, Lord. Lord, that's where the true returning to you, Lord, for that full, filled presence in our lives, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and everything you do. In your name I pray. Everybody said,
amen.